Okay, the Gemara in Chav Vav and Aleph tells an interesting ma'isa. Reb Chiya bar Zarnuki, Reb Shim ben Yotada, Kavur Ka'az la'ab Rishon of Asya, Pagabu Reish Lakish, Itzel Badayu. So Reish Lakish went along with Reb Chiya bar Zarnuki and Reb Shim ben Yotada to be ma'aber the Shana. So, Omer Izel Ichzi Heichi Avdi Uvda. Chazi Lugavar the Kakarif. So they, when they were walking, they saw someone who was plowing. Amalan Kohen v'Chorish. So Kohen is in Charisha. Amar lo no. Yochel amim argista anayim besocho. Suchaz lo gavar dahava kosach v'karmi. He was pruning the vine. Amar lehen. Kohen v'zomer. We'll see. Kohanim are chashudin on shvius, the Gemara says. Amar le yochel lomar le'ekel la'akel besabar anitzarech. He can say that I don't really intend to prune the vine for its benefit. I want the wood for the olive press. So Tosis is bothered by a question. It sounds like from the Gemara that even though pruning zomer is prohibited on Shemitah, it's one of the melachos that are usher on Shavis. Nevertheless, if you have kavana that you want the wood, it sounds like that's permitted, because that was the limud zchus that these two amoraim, Reb Chiya bar Zarnuki and Reb Shimon Yotzadok, this is the limud zchus that they had for the kohanim, that they didn't intend, they weren't mechavim to be mashpiach the keren. So frek teis the kasha, it's against the gemar, the kasha. Tosin dimarasim le'ekel beis abanu yisarech, the kasha, the mikomakam, mabekach. Who cares what their kavana was? Lamaisa, they're being mashbiach lekerem. The hachi amrin paraklal galos. Gemar in Shabbos, with respect to melacha on Shabbos, we say hazomer v'tzarach le'etzim chayiv shtayim. The person who prunes a tree, even though he wants the etzim, he's chayiv two chatos. Mishum kotzer u'mishum noteh. Mishum kotzer he's chayiv and mishum noteh. So hachinami lechayiv mishum avodas noteya. That's the girsa that we have. Tos is asking that just like zomer v'tzarech le'etzim is chayiv shtayim, is chayiv mishum noteya on Shabbos, so too over here, even though the kohen intended, he wanted the etzim, nevertheless he should still be chayiv mishum noteya. In other words, zomer, which is maybe a tolda or some form of noteya, should be chayiv on Shemitah as well, even though he doesn't want to be mashbiach the tree necessarily or the eitz. He wants to take the eitzim. That's Tosas Kasha, right? Everyone saw this Tosas fairly recently. Fine. So Tosas' answer is unclear, and it's subject to a major machlokas. I'm sure all of us, I think all of us have seen this machlokas between the Marsha and the Marshal. A lot of chavuras Marshas. This is a geschmack. But the machlokas between the Marsha and the Marshal. How to read the answer of Tesvis. So we'll read first Lefi the Marshal, and then we'll read Lefi the Marsha. It's straight. This is not as complicated as Tzarech Levar and Tzarech Levar. This is an easier biur. V'yesh lomar, this is Lefi the Marshal. De ovid le, but also inyan de vadei kashale. De leke lechayvo mishum noteya. Hocha b'mayaskinan, in the case in Maseches Sanhedrin, they were pruning the eights in a way that the net loss, that there was a net loss. That even though maybe there was some tikkun, it was kashale, predominantly there was a kilkel done to the eights. And therefore, we shouldn't be mechayev mishum noteya, as opposed to kedarmin and gabi shabbos, the shani gabi shabbos, the melachas machshavas asra Torah. V'ha misavda machshavto. By Shabbos, because Melachas Machshavas Asar Torah, and what we care about is whether your Machshav was accomplished, therefore, even if you end up being a Mekalkel, the tree, if there's any element of Tikkun, therefore you're Chayiv by Shabbos, as opposed to Shvis, Aval Gabi Shvis, Ein Lesa Rakecha de Mashbiach HaKarka. By Shvis, we're only going to be Mechayiv you for Noteya, Zomer, Noteya, if there's a net gain, there's net shevach. But if there's net kilkel, then by shvis you're not going to be chayiv. But by Shabbos, you will be chayiv because as long as there was some tikkun, malachas machshavas asher Torah, you accomplished what you were trying to accomplish, misav de machshavto, and therefore you chayiv. Ahocha kashule, kagavna sharki de isa perka mocher sasvina. That's the way the Marshal reads the Tosfos again. The Marshal says that Tosfos is being machalic between Shabbos and Shvi'is. By Shabbos, malachas machshavas asher Torah, and therefore you're chayiv for a malacha, even if the net is kilkul. If there's an element of tikkun and you intended to do that tikkun, you're going to be chayiv for that. As opposed to by shvi'is, if the net is kilkul, you're going to be chayiv. You're going to be putter. You're only going to be chayiv if there is net gain. If there's net shadach. Yeah, everyone saw the marsha. The marsha does not like the marshal's read of Tesis, and he reads it differently. And he discusses exactly the girsa change and what mistake crept into Tesis. So let's read the Tosfos again from the answer Lafi the Marsha. V'yesh lomar, again from the top. The Ovid le ba'oso inyan the vaday kashle. Tosfos kasha is why aren't we chayev mishum noteya? The answer is because you're being makalka. No, nothing with net gain or net loss. Hacha b'mayaskinan when the kohanim were taking. Or the Kohen was taking the Eitzim from the vine, he was being Mekalkel the vine. He was being Mekalkel it. And therefore, Mekalkel is going to be Pater. Pater and Shabbos, Pater and Shvi'is. That's Pasha. Frekt Taisis Akasha. Again, this is the Marsha. Frekt Taisis Akasha. Okay, that's true for Noteya. But what about Kotzer? Hazomer Vitzarch Le'Eitzim is Chayiv Shtayim. Chayiv Mishum Noteya and Chayiv Mishum Kotzer. So why don't we say over here by Shvi'is, you should be chayev mishum kotzer, because lamais are taking the eitzim. The pasuk says, "As sviach kitzirach lo siktzor, ves in vein nizirach lo siktzor." Sviach kitzirach lo siktzor. There's an iser kitzira on shvi'is as well. So just like on Shabbos, if you take eitzim, you're chayev mishum kotzer. So too on shvi'is here, when he's taking the eitzim from the kerem, he should be chayev mishum kotzer. Frek teis the kash lefi the marshal dileko or vileka lechayev mishum kotzer. Kidamrin Gabi Shabbos, the shiny Gabi Shabbos, the Melechas Machshavas Asra Torah, Vahamisav the Machshavto. Aval Gabi Shvi'is, Ein Lesor Rakech the Mashbiach Akarka. Aval Halcha Kashalei, Kagab Neshar Kedisa Perka Mocher Sasvina. Says Tesis Lafida Marsha that there's a fundamental difference between Shabbos and Shvi'is. Really, Kotzer should be limited to taking Peros, reaping Peros from their Mokom Gidula. It's a chiddush that by Shabbos, breaking a branch, taking a branch from a tree, is begeder kotzer. And the only reason it's begeder kotzer, because really taking the tree from the tree, the only reason it's begeder kotzer is because of melachas machshavas asr Torah, that melachas machshavas expands the definition of the melacha to beyond a pri from makom gidulo to it. And a chatza, from its makom gidulo, the object from the object from its makom gidulo. So therefore, a kitziras etzim is begeder bechlal the melacha of kotzer on Shabbos because of melachas machshavas asr Torah, as opposed to shvi'is where there's no melachas machshavas. Therefore, there's no iser kitziras etzim on shvi'is. That's the way the Maharsha reads the Tosfos. Yeah.
Even though kotzer is really formally taking Peros from the tree, by Shabbos here in the over because Melachas Machshavas, and you didn't take any Peros?
Yeah.
It, Suras on Malacha.
Right, so Melachas Machshavas expands the definition of the Malacha to beyond just taking a pre from its Makom Gidulo. It's actually taking anything from Makom Gidulo, even a tree from a tree, a branch from a tree. You're taking the branch from the tree. It was growing from the tree. Now it's not going to grow from the tree anymore. But we don't view the wood is not a pre. It's right. Not right. It's part of the tree. So,
but if the tzur of the Isra Kotzer is that it's pre Menaitz, then it's not Misaf Machshavta because you didn't take pre
Menaitz. It is Misaf. You intended to take the branch from the tree. That was your Machshava. You wanted to take the branch from the tree. You did that. Melachas Machshavas expands the definition beyond what we would have understood. Is that clear? The machlokas marshal marshal, two ways to read the tesis. Okay, so again, chazer quickly, and then we'll hopefully have some ha'aros. So the again, everyone agrees that malachas in Tosfos, malachas machshavos is expanding the chiyuvim of malachas Shabbos as opposed to Shemitah, because there's no malachas machshavos by Shemitah. The Marshal thinks that what Tosfos is being mechadish is that because of malachas machshavos, even if there's net kilkel, if there's any tikkun, you're going to be chayiv, Marshal. Marsha thinks that malachas machshavos is expanding the definition of malachas kotzer to beyond a pre for Malkum Gidul. It applies even to Ketziros Eitzim as opposed to Shviz, where there's no malachas machshavos. Therefore, Ketziros Eitzim is not the chlal, the malach of kotzer on Shemitah. Machlokas Marsha. Good. Fine. So now, everyone agrees, seemingly, that Tosfos is telling us a chiddush that malachas machshavos is a mechayiv. Because usually it's a chiddush. Usually we assume malachas machshavos asur Torah is a poter, right? That may be the basis for the tour of malacha she'en esricha lagufa according to Reb Shimon. We know it's a machlokes between Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon whether a person is chai for a malacha she'en esricha lagufa on Shabbos. And it could be that the sheet of Reb Shimon, which is probably the way you pass him, aside from the Rambam, the way you pass him, like Reb Shimon holds malachas shein tzurich leguvas pater, is because of malachas machshavas asr Torah. Right? Malachas machshavas usually limits the chiyuvim of Shabbos. Also, Tosis in Yuma has a pretty well-known shita that even though Reb Yehuda holds davar shein miskaven as chayiv in Kol Torah Kula, by Shabbos, we would agree that maybe it's only asr midarabanan because of malachas machshavas asr Torah. Again, malachas machshavas is usually a poter. Where do we find that malachas machshavas is machayev? Where is Tosfos getting this from? So there are maybe more, but at least three, I think, pretty concrete other sources that seem to indicate malachas machshavas can also be a machayev. One is a Gemara. A Gemara Bava Kama, well-known Gemara Bava Kama. Gemara Bava Kama, Daf Samech, at the end of Perek HaKonis, says a person who makes a fire and lipsa ruach is pater. So a person makes a fire and then the wind carries it and it damages. He's going to be pater on for nezikin. So the Gemara asks Akasha, why is this any different than zorav the ruach misayasa? Or I think Rabbi Zafati pronounced the time zorav ruach misayatu. That must be the right way to pronounce it. Misayatu, misayasa, whatever. So. So that's the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara gives a few, like four or five different answers as to exactly explain what the difference between the case in Nezikin, Libav Lipsa Haruach, and Zohar V'Ruach Mesayaso is. The last one, I believe, is Ravashi, and that's the most well-known. Ravashi answers, it's a difference between Shabbos and Nezikin. Shani Gabi Shabbos, Zohar V'Ruach Mesayaso. Again, Zohar is winnowing. You throw the grain in the air, and the wind comes and takes away the chaff, and that's one of the lamates malachos. So why are you chayiv over there, as opposed to it sounds like in the realm of Nezikin, you'd be potter because it's groma, right? So Ravashi says shani gabi shabbos malachas machshavas asr Torah, and by Nezikin it's there's no malachas machshavas asr Torah. So Rishonim explain Rashi over there and the Rush. Explains a little more, but the way the Rishonim understand the Gemara is that Shabbos is different. Malachas machshavas asr Torah v'havis avida machshavasa machshavto. You intended to utilize the wind, which is a koach acher, but since you intended to utilize it, even though in other areas of halacha like nezikin we would treat that as a grama, but since you intended to use that koach acher in order to achieve a certain totsah, like here, to remove the chaff from the grain, you wanted to use the koach acher of the ruach, therefore you're chayiv because malachas machshavas asra Torah. So therefore, as long as your machshava was accomplished, even though in other areas of halacha, like nezikin, we would treat that as a grama, and you'd be potter, by Shabbos, you're going to be chayiv. That's why Rashi understands the Gemara there. The Rosh may think that's limited to the Melacha of Zoreh, but Rashi understands the Gemara that way, and there's also Ravina Hananel and Shabbos and Daf Kuchaf talking about the Sogia of Grama there. Ravina Hananel quotes the Sogia in Akonis and Bava Kama, and he says the same as Rashi, that Ravashi there, the Gemara Bava Kama, is saying a yesod in Melechas Machshavas Asar Torah, and it's all about whether it's Avta Machshavto. That if your intention was accomplished, even though it was Al Yedei Groma, you're going to be chayv because of the principle of Melechas Machshavas Asar Torah. How this plays out in terms of all those Groma things and whatever. It's not a kayadu. It's not a halacha kol, so we're not going to discuss that. But there is a discussion whether if you set up a grama, is that considered grama? You see, from this gemara, it sounds not that way, because if your intention was to use the koach acher because of malachas machshavas asura, you're going to be chayv. Oh, so that gemara seems to be beferish, at least according to Rashi, that malachas machshavas Asra Torah can expand and can be a mechayiv as opposed to just the poter. Another Gemara we were discussing before is a Gemara in Shabbos on Daf Kuf Dalet. The Gemara there is talking about the Malach of Kosev. So the Gemara there says that if a person's magia osachas, he could be chayiv. If a person, even though the halacha is that a person's only going to be chayiv for the Malach of Kosev if he writes two letters, but if he's magia osachas, he's going to be chayv. So he has the Gemara, magia osachas, what do you mean? It's only one letter. If a person writes one letter, he's potter, but if he's magia, if he edits a letter, he's going to be chayv. So the Gemara says, no, hachab maaskinan, he has a ches, and he erases the middle of the ches, and now he's left with two zayins, because in the Torah, in the Ksav Ashuris, so a ches is basically two zayins with the bridge at the top. So you take away the top of the ches, and you're left with two zines. So basically what you did was, you were kosev two zines by being magia the ches. That's what the Gemara says. So the Rashba over there, the Chidushim, the Ran quotes it, it's in the Chidushim also. The Rashba says that you see from here a very important halacha that's relevant in other areas of halacha, certainly by Hilchos Ksivas Haget, that the Gemara in Maseches Gittin and Daf Chaf has a chiluk between what we call chok tochos and chok yirechos. You have to write again. It has to be ksiva. Let's say you do some funny kunz where the letter just appears. You don't do a formalized ksiva. So the Gemara says chok tochos is puzzle, chok yirechos is good. What's chok tochos? Chok tochos is if you, instead of taking ink and writing a letter, which is the normal thing to do, what you do is you, let's say on a piece of wood, it's easier to understand. You carve out the edges of the letters. And then what happens is the letter appears because now it's bully. It's sticking out. It's sticking out. You didn't actually write the letter. What you did was you carved out the edge of the letter, and now the letter is being bully. It sticks out. So that's chok tochos. The Gemara says that's not good ksiva. But chok yirechos is where you carve in the inside of the letter, and now the letter actually is indented. But since you were kosev the inside of the letter, the gufa os, therefore that's considered ksiva. That's the difference between chok tochos, chok yirechos. Is it clear at all what the difference is? Okay. So the Rashba says, you see from this Gemara in Masechta Shabbos, that by being magia os achas, erasing the ches, and two zayins appear, that's begeder ksiva. So hu adin by ksiva saget, we should treat that as chok yirechos, even though the letter is just appearing. So maybe we should treat it as chok tochos. Says the Rashi, when you see from the fact that it's ksiva in Malacha Shabbos and Hilcha Shabbos, so too should be ksiva in Hilchos Gittin, and we should treat that as chok yirechos as opposed to chok tochos, even though, again, you're just erasing the top of the ches and two zayins are just appearing, we should treat that as ksiva. That's the chiddush of the Rashba. And the Ran, there in the Rif, is cholik. And he says, what's the comparison? The only, really fundamentally, erasing the ches and two zayins appearing should have been like chok tochos. It's not really ksiva, because you're not actually writing the letters. You're causing that the letters appear. That's the idea of chok tochos. You're doing something and the letters are appearing. You're erasing the top of the ches and two zayins are appearing. The only reason you're chayiv and Shabbos, says the Ran, is because melechas machshavas asra Torah v'ois avta machshavto. You wanted to accomplish two zayins appearing, al yidei your pu'ula, and it was accomplished. Therefore, through the principle of melechas machshavas asra Torah, we can expand the definition of what's considered ksiva in Hilchos Shabbos, but not necessarily in Hilchos Ksivas Aget. There's no Malachas Machshavas Asura by Ksivas Aget. So therefore, there's a fundamental difference between the definition of Ksiva by Shabbos because of Malachas Machshavas Asura Torah and other areas of Halacha, specifically Hilchos Ksivas Aget. That's a well-known rab. Yeah? One more example of Malachas Machshavas Torah being a Chumrah. This is very geshmak. The Gemara in Maseches Chulin and Daf Chesam and Aleph says that if a person uses a knife that was used for Avodah Zarah purposes, it's Tashmishi Avodah Zarah, it's Asur Bahana. So the Gemara says that if a person uses it, a person can use it to shecht an animal, but a person cannot use it to cut flesh. And again, the knife is Asur Bahana. So a person can use this knife to shech, to do shechita, but a person cannot use it to cut flesh. So why is that? Aren't you getting hana in both cases from the sack and shal akum? So the Gemara says, no. By shechita, fundamentally, it's mekalkel. It's mekalkel. You got to this Gemara in Kulin?
The Tursky.
Oh, yeah? He said this Tesis. What? Oh, he said the same shtickle. Okay, gevaldik. What? Daf chesam and aleph. So the Gemara says you're allowed to use the sakin shel akum in order to do shechita, because shechita is makalkel. When the animal was alive, it was so valuable. You can use it for avoda. You can use it for vlados. You can use it for chalav. Incredible. Animals are very expensive. Now that you shechted it, it's a piece of steak. We all went to moadim l'simcha, moadim l'zman, whatever it's called, and we got tons of flesh for nothing, relatively nothing. And it's not worth so much. But the animal was alive. It was very, very valuable. So really, shechita fundamentally is a kilkel. As opposed to cutting flesh, that's only going to benefit you, right? Now it's going to be useful. You're going to be able to eat the meat, as opposed to it just be a big chunk of raw meat. That's what the Gemara says. Again, shechita using the knife of tashmishei akum for shechita is mutter because shechita is a kilkel. That's what the Gemara says. Frektais is a bamba. The Gemara Maseches Pesachim says that if a person, I think Tosfos goes to the Gemara Pesachim at Ein Gimel, the Gemara says that if a person shechts a korban, la'avodah zarah, on Shabbos, chutz la'azarah, again, so he's violating Shabbos, avodah zarah, and Shchutei Chutz, his chayv three chataos. Right? So the Gemara asks, why is he chayv on Shabbos? Where's the tikkun there? So the Gemara says, because he's motzi midei Aver Menachai. Rashi explains that it's actually a tikkun for non-Jews, because when it was alive, they weren't able to eat it. Now they're able to eat it, so that's begeder tikkun. And you're going to be chayiv for malacha on Shabbos because you're mesakein the iser of Aver min hachai. That's the basis for the chiyuv of malacha on Shabbos. That's why it's chayiv achatas in that case in the Gemara in Pesach. So frektais zakasha, I don't understand. The Gemara in Chulin just told us that shechita is a kilkel. That's why you're allowed to use the sakin shel akum, even though it's asur ba'na, because shechita fundamentally is a maisa that's mekalkel. Yet the Gemara in Pesachim and Daf Ayin Gimel says that you're chayef for shechita on Shabbos because it's motzi midei Aver Menachai. There's an element of tikkun there. But I don't understand. Didn't the Gemara in Chulin call it a kilkel? So just like it's a kilkel with respect to Isser Hana from Tashmish Avodah Zarah, so it should be considered a kilkel with respect to Malach on Shabbos, and we pass on that mekalkel is pater. So why does the Gemara in Pesachim assume that you're chayiv for shechita? And the Gemara in, because of tikkun, and the Gemara in Chulin, Chesam and Aleph, says that it is a kilkel, it's mekalkel. So Tosus there, and Daf Chesam and Aleph, answers that shiny Shabbos, because malachas machshavas asra Torah. And even though, now this is going to sound very familiar, says Tosus says, and even though it's true fundamentally, shechita is a kilkel, it's mekalkel, but since there's an element of tikkun, the hainu, your motzi midei, the isser of Eir Menachai, Therefore, you're chayiv on Shabbos because of melachas machshavas asur ta'ira. So, Tosas, 2 points. One is Tosas clearly is assuming that melachas machshavas can be a machayiv. It's not just a poter. And also, this Tosas is beferish like the Maharshal. Right? Again, the Maharshal learned the Tosas on Chavav by us that melachas machshavas asur Torah is machayiv even if there's a net kilkel, but if there's an element of tikkun that you intended to accomplish, therefore you're going to be chayv and Shabbos because melachas machshavas asur. Then the Maharshal is bothered. It's like divrei nevius, dvarim dechukim mi'atzman. Where's the Maharshal getting this from? So I don't know. I'm not sure if the Maharshal was asking like he thought he was asking on the din. He thought the din was wrong, but it's.
If you
can articulate the kasha, I'm interested. But lefum rihata, I think maybe lefum more than lefum rihata. I think this tesis in chulan daf ches is what the Maharshal was being mechadish in our tosis. The same idea that malachas machshavas asur Torah dictates that even if a maisa fundamentally is a maisa that's mekalkel, there's a net loss. If there's an element of tikkun because of malachas machshavas asur Torah, you're going to be chayv on Shabbos, only on Shabbos. Yeah, everyone, mask him to the tushta. I'll say it again. Again, the Gemara in Chulin says, if a person uses Sakin Shel Akum, you're chayiv. Sakin Shel Akum, you're allowed to use it for shechita, but you're not allowed to use it for cutting meat. Why are you allowed to use it for shechita? Ask the Gemara, isn't the Sakin Asur Bana? Says the Gemara, shechita is mekalkel. Frek Taisis Akasha, how can the Gemara here say shechita is mekalkel? The Gemara in Meseches Psachim and Daf Ayin Gimel says that you're chayiv for being shochet a behema chutz la lemikta shlavo dezara on Shabbos. You're chayiv in three chatelos. One of them is a chatas for melacha on Shabbos because you're motzi midei eivim nachai because you're being mesaking the isra eivim nachai. Frek tais zakasha. I don't understand. The Gemara in Chulin said it's mekalkel. And for taisvis, it's true. Both Gemaras are correct. Fundamentally, shchita is a maisa that's mekalkel, and therefore it's mutter to use a sakin shlavo dezara. Yeah. But on Shabbos, since melachas machshavas asur Torah, if there's any element of tikkun, dahainu, here, we're motzi midei iser eivim nachai, therefore, it's usur on Shabbos, and you're going to be chayv achatas, usur midaraisa chayv achatas on Shabbos because of that element of tikkun. Now, what we're pointing out is, l'chora, that was the Maharshal's biur of Tosas by us. That Tosas is explaining that the reason you're not chayef for Zomer, the Kohanim were not chayef for Zomer in this case, was because fundamentally they were being mekalkel. And by Shemitah, by Shvi'is, that's going to be Pater. As opposed to Shabbos, even if fundamentally an act is an act of kilkel, if there's any element of tikkun because of melachas machshavas, you're going to be chayef. It's mamish what Tosas and Chulin was saying. Okay. Part one. Part two. So the Maharshal had a different pshat and tesis than the Maharshal. Again, the Maharshal said that Tosus is asking originally from Noteya, explain that you're not chai mishun Noteya because you're being mekalkel here, and then Tosus is asking about Kotzer and said that you're not chayiv on Shemitah for Ktsiris Eitzim. It's not bechlal the malacha of lo siktzor on Shemitah. It only is on Shabbos because it's malachas nachshavas asur Torah. But by Shemitah, by Shvi'is, where there's no malachas nachshavas, therefore Ktsiris Eitzim is not bechlal the malacha of kotzer, of Ktsir. Yeah? That's the Maharshal. Frek the Rashash. Another bumba. The Rashash asks, I don't understand. The Gemara in Bava Kama, the Gemara in Sukkah, the conclusion of those Gemaras is that Eitzim do not have Kedusha Shvis. Usually, Eitzim do not have Kedusha Shvis. Kedusha Shvis is chal on peiros, things that are hanasan obiur and shaveh, things that their consumption and their destruction happen at the same time, like something that you eat, dumi da'achila. But the Gemara says that Eitzim, no get whether lulav bismanazah has Kedusha Shvis. So Eitzim do not have Kedusha Shvis. That's what the Gemara says. So Frecht, the Rashash on the Marsha, how could there have been a Havamina that Kitsiras Eitzim and Shvis would be Bechlal the Malacha of Lo Siktzor and Shvis? The Marsha says the only reason that is because malacha, there's no Malachas Machshavas and Shmita. Even if there would have been Malachas Machshavas and Shmita, Frecht, the Rashash, there would be no Isra Lo Siktzor because there's no Kedusha Shvis on the Eitzim. Lo Siktzor is only on Peiros that have Kedusha Shvis. You can't be Kotzer. But wood? There's no Israel of Siktzor to take dirt from the ground, or something Mimalkum Gidula if it doesn't have Kedusha Shvis. So Mech Tesei, there's going to be an Isser Lof Siktzor on Eitzim. That's the Rashash's question. He says Yesh Li Yashiv. It doesn't say what the Yishuv is. So the following Yishuv I found in the Chidushim of Asher L'Shlomo from Rav Shlomka Berman. Gevaldika Yishuv. I have a little Tosefist, but predominantly, what I'm about to say is can be found in the Sefer Asher L'Shlomo. Kivaldik. Really exciting. He asks another question. The Kesef Mishnah writes in Hilchos Shemitah V'Yovel Ches on the Rambam. The Rambam paskins that it's mutter to take down a beehive from a tree on Shemitah. It's mutter to take down a beehive from the tree on Shemitah. So the Kesef Mishnah explains that the reason that's permitted is because we know it's a machlokas tanoim in Kol Tor Kula, in Masechta Shvis and other Masechtos, whether a kaveres, whether a beehive has a din karka, is part of the tree, or is it not part of the tree. It's machlokas tanoim, and we pass in a kaveres, not like Rabbi Lezer, we pass in that a kaveres does not have a din karka, and therefore, says the Kesef Mishnah, that's the basis for the psak of the Rambam, that you're allowed to be Roda Kaveris on Shvis. So Frecht, Rav Shlomka Berman, the same question the Rashash asks on the Marsha. Even if a Kaveris would have had a Din Karka, there should be no Isser to be Roda the Kaveris. There's no Isser Ketzira, because it doesn't have Kedusha Shvis. It's Mavur in the Gemara of Avodah Zarah Daf Yud Daled, that only things which grow from the ground have Kedusha Shvis. So if something doesn't grow from the ground, it's not going to have Kedusha Shvis. The kaveris, the beehive, even if it has a din karka, it's not growing from the ground. It doesn't have Kedusha Shvis. So what's the havamina to say that there's an iser kotzer on a kaveris, on Shvis, that the Kesef Mishnah is saying it's telling the machlokas tanam. We happen to paskin that it doesn't have a din karka, but according to Reb Elazar, has din karka, it sounds like there would be an iser ksira. Frecht or Shlomka Berman, I don't understand. Even Lu Yitzur had a din karka, there should be no iser kotzer. Same question the Rashash asks on the Marsha, he's asking on this Kesef Mishnah again in Shemitah V'Yovel, Ches. That's okay, Will? Yeah? Okay. So what's going to be the Yishuv? So there's a machlokas, there's a very important machlokas achronim about the following case. It's actually no gear right now. Let's say you have Peiros that have Kedusha Shvis, but it's no longer the Shemitah year. Right? Like right now. There are Peiros that have Kedusha Shvis in Eretz Yisrael. Esrogim. That they're reaping. But there's the land no longer has Kedusha Shvis. It's no longer the Shemitah year. Right? So is there an Iser Kotzer? So the Minchas Chinuch takes it for Davar Pashut. In Mitzvah Shin Chav Ches, he takes it for Davar Pashut, and the Chazon Ish writes this way as well, but the Minchas Chinuch says that there is an Iser Kotzer, because the Peiros have Kedusha Shvis. So, even if it's no longer the Shemitah year, the Pasuk says, Asviach Ketzir Chalo Siktzor, it's talking about Peiros that have Kedusha Shvis. There's an Iser to be Kotzer. And Hu Hadin, in the beginning of the Shemitah year, where you have peiros that are growing that don't have kedusha shvi'is, says the Minchas Kenech, there's no iser kotzer, because since the peiros don't have kedusha shvi'is, even though right now it's the Shemitah year and the land has kedusha, but since the kotzer, the ktzira is on the peiros, there's no iser of lo siktzor. That's what the Minchas Kenech writes. It's a function of the peiros that have kedusha shvi'is. However, the Beis Halevi, in the beginning of Chel Gimel Siman Aleph, has his long, famous tshuva about the Heter Mechira and Kedusha Shviz Bizman Hazeh, Kedusha Sa'arz Bizman Hazeh, and Shviz Bizman Hazeh, and the Heter Mechira. So he quotes that Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan Mikovna, Hagom Mikovna, that's what he calls him, Hagom Mikovna, when he signed off on the Heter Mechira, even though he assumed that the peiros that were going to grow from the land that was sold to Nachrim did not have Kedusha Shviz, nevertheless, Hagom Mikovna asered Malachos Daraisa, like Charisha, Zriya, Kitzira, Bitzira. So why is that? Why is that? He doesn't really explain. In the Heter Mechira, and they didn't explain exactly why they limited the Heter and said that these malachos are asuros. The peiros don't have kedusha shviz, so why can't you do kotzer? Why can't you do kotzer? So this Rav Shlomo Berman doesn't explain, but lechora the pshat is the following: what's the basis for the Heter Mechira? What's the basis for the Heter Mechira? So it's very complicated, but just to keep it simple, we know that there's a machlokes in Maseches Gittin between Rabba and Rabbi Lazar, whether yesh kinyan nachvil afkia midei chumos ha-maisros or ein kinyan nachvil afkia midei chumos ha-maisros. Whether if a nachvi purchases land, owns land in Eretz Yisrael, whether the peiros are chayav in chumos ha-maisros. Machlokes amorim. So at first glance, you would think that the machlokas is whether if a guy owns land in Eretz Yisrael, does the land have kedushas Eretz Yisrael, which then any peros which grow from it will be chayiv in all the mitzvos hatuluyos ba'aretz, trumas ha'maisos, shvis, etc. So Reb Chaim in Sefer, in Hilchos Trumos, is medayik in the Gemara and in the Rambam, but it's his strong diik in the Gemara, that this machlokes amoraim about yesh kinyan and kinyan is not in terms of the kedushas haaretz, rather it's in terms of the peiros, the kedushas haperos. Everyone agrees that ein kinyan lenachri lahafkia the land of Eretz Yisrael from its kedusha and its dinim. The machlokes is whether a nachri can be kone peiros in Eretz Yisrael to be mafkia the dinim of the peiros. One of his rayos is the Gemara in Maseches Gittin on Mem Zayin Amud Aleph says that even Rabbi Lazar, who holds Yesh Kinyan Lenachri LaHafkia Shumus Ma'isros, is mode that Ein Kinyan Lenachri to be Chofer Borish Ichnum Aros in Eretz Yisrael. He can buy land in Eretz Yisrael and do what he wants with it. He can damage the land in Eretz Yisrael. He's allowed to do whatever he wants with it. So Frektor Chaim Akasha, I don't understand Hayitachin that he has the Koach to be mafkia kedusha, but he doesn't have, meaning his kinyan is strong enough to be mafkia the kedusha of the land, but in terms of dini mamonis, he can't, right? In terms of dini mamonis, he can't be makalkal Eretz Yisrael, but in terms of being mafkia dinim kedusha, he can do that. Reb Chaim thinks that's not very illogical to assume that. So that's what Reb Chaim says, that really, the whole machlokas is limited to the peiros, and Reb Lazar is of the opinion that the Nachri, when we say Yesh Kinyan Nachri, it means he has a moministic kinyan to own peiros in Eretz Yisrael and to be mafkia, also to be mafkia the kedusha of the peiros. But in terms of Eretz Yisrael, he doesn't have the koach in terms of dini mominis, and certainly he doesn't have the koach to be mafkia kedusha. He can't really own land in Eretz Yisrael, and he can't be certainly can't be mafkia the kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. That's what Reb Chaim understands. The machlokas amoraim, and then that's how he explains the machlokas between the Rambam and the Raya there in Hilchos Trumos. So if that's the case, that maybe one of the basis for the heterim of the heter mechira is in some regard yesh kinyan lenachri lahafkia. So the whole dion is only in terms of the status of the peros. Peiros that grow in land that belongs to a Nachri on the Shemitah year don't have Kedusha Shviz, not Kedusha Shemitah. But the land still has Kedusha, even though Nachri owns it. Even though Nachri owns it, the land still has Kedusha. And that would be the basis for the fact that these Gaonim who signed off on the Heter Mechira, Hagon Mikovna, signed off on the Heter Mechira, but he still prohibited Malachos Daraisa, Tzira being one of them. The pshat is because the land still has Kedusha. But now, what's the pshat? I don't understand. The Minchas Chinuch told us that the Isser Tzira, the Isser of Lo Siktzor, is a function of Peros having Kedusha. You're being Kotzer Peros. You're not being Kotzer land. You're being Kotzer Peros. So good. We just said a good shtickle from Reb Chaim to be matched with Machlokas Amoraim in the Meseches Gittin that the Machlokas Ish Kenyan is only in terms of the Peros, but the land still has Kedusha. And that's why there's still, even if Peros that grow in land that's owned by non-Jews, the Peros don't have Kedusha Shvis, but the land still has Kedusha. Shkayach. But what? Why is there an Isser of Lo Siktzor? The Peros don't have Kedusha. Who cares that the land still has Kedusha Eretz Yisrael and Kedusha Shviz, Kedusha Shemitah? So Yesh Lachkor, in terms of the Malacha of Lo Siktzor, Tzviach Ketzircha Lo Siktzor, what's the Havana, what's the nature of the Malacha of Lo Siktzor on Shemitah? Right, the Rambam points out in the Peirush Mishnayis in Shviz, quoting from the Sifra from the Taras Kohanim, that obviously the Isser Ktzira is not just to take Peirush because Peirush Shviz are supposed to be eaten la'achla, right? So obviously the Malacha of Lo Siktzor doesn't mean just. So he quotes from the Sifra, it means Botzer Kederecha Botzrim, Kotzer Kederecha Kotzrim. It means to be knowing as a Bailim, to reap the Peirush, being knowing as the Bailim. So what's the pshat in that Isser of Lo Siktzor? Is it a din in Peros Shviz? We know we have some din in Peros Shviz. There's an Isser Schora. There's a din Biur. There's also a din of Lo Siktzor. To be Noeg as the Bailim, to be Kotzer Kederecha Kotzrim, it's a din in the Peros Shviz. They can't be Noeg as a Bailim. You can't be Botzer Kederecha Botzrim, Kotzer Kederecha Kotzrim. On Peros that have Kedusha Shviz. It's a din in the Peros. Is that the pshat? Or is it a malacha on the karka? Karka that has Kedusha Sarev Yisrael on the Shemitah year, it's Peros, you can't do malacha. You can't do malacha. It's a form of tikkun karka. To be kotzer kederecha kotzrim on karka, Peros that grow from karka, that has Kedusha Shviz, that has Kedusha Sarit Yisrael, is Aser. That's the Isser Lo Siktzor Kederecha Kotzrim. It's a Melechas HaKarka. It's Melechas HaKarka. It happens to be, it's only going to be on Peros that grow from Karka that has Kedusha Sarit Yisrael in the Shemitah year. But fundamentally, it's Tikkun HaKarka, it's a Din, it's a Melecha on the Karka. Those are the two ways to understand the Isser of Lo Siktzor. Is it a Din in the Peros? Or is it a Din in the Karka? So says Rav Shlomo Berman, l'chora, that's the pshat in the machlokas between the Minchas Chinuch and the other Achronim. The Minchas Chinuch assumed that the Isser Lo Siktzor is limited to Peros that have Kedusha Shviz. That's why he thought that now, right now, we're post the Shemitah year, there's an Isser of Ktsira on Peros Shviz, even though there's no Kedusha Shviz in the Karka, it's not the Shemitah year, because the Isser Lo Siktzor is a din in Peros Shviz. And that's why the Minchas Chinuch was matir Ketzira in the beginning of the Shemitah year on Peros that don't have Kedusha Shviz, even though it's the Shemitah year, because fundamentally Lo Siktzor is a din in the Peros that have Kedusha Shviz. However, says Rav Shlomo Berman, the other Achronim, including Hagon Mikovna, quoted by the Beis Halevi, assumed that the Isser Lo Siktzor applies to Peros even if they don't have Kedusha Shviz. How could that be? Because they're clearly assuming that it's not a din in Peros. It's not a din in the Peros of Shviz. The Isser Lo Siktzor is a din in Karka of Eretz Yisrael. It's a Melechas HaKarka. It's a Melechas HaKarka. Land that has Kedusha Eretz Yisrael in the Shemitah year and produces fruit, Peros, Chitim, whatever it is, you can't be noeg kederach habaylim. You can't be kotzer kederach hakotzrim. You can't be botzer kederach habotzrim. It's a meleches hakarka. Even if the payros don't have kedusha shvis, it's still going to be the chlal that melacha lo siktzor. That's why they thought that, and that's why you need the Reb Chaim, that the karka still has kedusha sarisrael, still has kedusha shvita. So the melacha lo siktzor is still going to apply, even though the payros do not have kedusha shvis. As the biur in that achlok. So says Shlomo Berman, lech ora. With this, we can explain the shita of the Maharsha and the Kesa Mishnah. Again, the Maharsha said that we could have imagined the Isser of Kotzer on Shvis, including Tziras Eitzim, Lu Yitzuyer Melechas Machshevis would have applied to Shemitah. But it doesn't. So, frek the Rashash, I don't understand. How could that be? The Eitzim don't have Kedusha Shvi'i, so it's not Shaykh to have an Isser Ktsira. So says Rosh Shlomo Berman, Lechora, the Marsha understood like the Gedolim on the Heter Mechira, Hagon Mikavna Udi'ime, Shlomo Kotner, Mikotna, Shlomo Diskin, big Gaonim. So the Marsha was clearly assuming that the Isser of Ktsira is not a function of peros, which have kedusha shvis. It's a function of things which grow from karka that has kedusha eretz Yisrael on the shemitah year. It's a melechas hakarka. It's not a dinin peros shvis. It's a melechas hakarka. Therefore, says the Maharsha, lu yitzuyer, there would have been a din of melechas machsheves on shvis. We could have imagined the melacha of lo siktzor being kolel ketziras eitzim. Even though the eitzim themselves don't have kedusha shvis, it would have been shaykh to have an isser of lo siktzor on eitzim that grow from a tree during the shemitah year. It happens to be that there's no melachas machshavas, so therefore there's no isser of ketziras eitzim. But you see from the Maharsha, you sowed that the melacha of lo siktzor on the shemitah year is not a function of peyur shvis like the minchas chinuch assumed. Rather, it's a din in melachas hakarka, and that's why the Maharsha said what he said. And lechora, that would explain the Kesef Mishnah as well, right? Because the Kesef Mishnah again said that the only reason you're allowed to be roda kaveris is because we paskin like the Tanoim that assume that a Kaveris is never din Karka. So Frecht or Akasha, even if it had din Karka, there's no Kedusha Shvius. So the Kesef Mishnah, L'chor was assuming as well, that the Malacha of Lo Siktzor is not a function of Peros that have Kedusha Shvius or Chafatzim that have Kedusha Shvius. It's a function of, it's a din in Malacha Sakarka, it's Avoda Sakarka. And therefore, if the Kaveris would have had a din karka on Shemitah, it would have been shaykh to say that there's an Isser Kotzer. Because it doesn't need to be that the thing that's growing has Kedusha Shvis. As long as it's growing from karka in Eretz Yisrael on the Shemitah year, and has Kedusha Shvis, there's an Isser Lo Siktzor, because it's din Melech HaSakarka, Avod HaSakarka. L'chor, that's the biur of the Maharsha, to friend for the Kash of the Rashash, and the Kesef Mishnah. Just Derech Agav, in terms of this machlokas of doing malacha on karka that belongs to a nachri on shvis, you have to know what to do with this. But it's machlokas Rashi and Tosis on the page over here in Chavav and Aleph. Rashi writes that the heter of a gistoon. Rashi has two birim. The first one is sachir, the karka shel nachriu. So it sounds like Rashi is saying karka shel nachri is a basis to be matir the malacha of Zomer on Shemitah. And Tesu says it's against the Gemara in Gittin. Ein odrin imanachri b'shvis. Sounds like even karka that's owned by a nachri, you can't do charisha. You can't do some the malachos which are usher. You can't do on karka that's owned by nachri. So you have to know what to do with this machlok, because Rashi tells us, but I love in terms of that. Any questions? Yeah.
Okay, I totally missed it, but the Maisha, how does the Maisha explain why Itzim and Mutter
resolved? Yeah? Good? Okay. Guys, shkoyach on a...